Today's daf is Brachos Daf Gimel. Learn today's daf is Chus for Refuah Shleima for Micha Chaim Ben Sara. Okay, so we are in the middle of discussing the Mishnah, which is the Zmanim, the Mishnah and the Brisos, which gave the Zmanim for when you can say Kriya Shema, or when you can start saying Kriya Shema at night. So on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, we're going to ask, we say, Kasha de Rabbi Meir de Rabbi Meir. It seems to be a stira between the Shita of Rabbi Meir, because in the second, in one brisa, he said that the Zman Kriya Shema is Mishosh Bnei Adam Nichnasim Lechel Pitam Ba'avri Shabbosos, which is a little earlier. That's after Tzeis Zechavim. And in the third brisa, he said that the Zman Kriya Shema is at the time the Kohanim are Tovim Lechel Chumasim, which is before Ben Hashmashos. So which one is it? So in typical Talmudic fashion, it's both. It's Trey Tanai, Libra Rabbi Meir. It's two Tanayim who heard differently Rabbi Meir. It's not only now where someone says, I heard the rabbi say this, and I heard the rabbi say that. No, even then, they have one person heard the rabbi say A, one person heard the rabbi say B. So then the Gemara asks again, okay, similarly, Kasha de Rabbi Eliezer, ad de Rabbi Eliezer. There seems to be a stira in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is what? Rabbi Eliezer in the Brisa to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Why? Because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said that the Zman Kriya Shema is when Mishash HaKohanim Nechnasim L'Echol B'Chumasam. It's when the Kohanim go to the Mikvah. Right? That's which is Seitz HaKavim. But the Brisa said that the Zman from Rabbi Eliezer is Mishash HaKidish Hayom B'Erev Shabbos. That's when you start Shabbos, which is at the beginning of Ben HaShemashah. It's much earlier. So which one is it? So number one, you can say, again, also, you can say, Trei Tanoi Yalim the Rabbi Eliezer. There were two different Tanayim, people who remembered Rabbi Eliezer saying it different ways. That's answer number one. The Ibai Seimo, or you can say, Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. Or you can say that the Reisha of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer. What does that mean? If you look at the Mishnah, go back to the Mishnah, it says, Me'emus Haikorin Shema Ba'arvin. So we said, when is that? Mishash Kohanim Nechnasim L'Echol B'Chumasam. That's the Reisha. And then it says, Atsof Ashmur HaRishona Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Divrei Rabbi Eliezer will only go on Sof Ashmur HaRishona, meaning he's giving the end time. But the beginning time of Mishash HaKohanim Nechnasim L'Echol B'Chumasam, he can say that that's not Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Shita is going to be how it was brought down in the Brisa, Mishash HaKidosh Hayom Me'arvei Shabbosos. But we're just going to parse the Mishnah a little differently, and then you don't have a steerer in the words of Rabbi Eliezer. I guess you don't want to, I guess saying Trei Tanoi Liba is probably the last resort. You'd rather try to have a different answer. Okay.
When they say that, usually mean there's two people.
I heard the rabbi say this, and I heard the rabbi say that. You know, check the notes. The notes are different. Now it's easier. Everyone records. But I guess then they didn't record, so you have different people remembering it differently. Fine. The Mishnah said, that Rabbi Eliezer says that Zman Kriya Shema at night is at Sof HaAshmura HaRishona Shalayla, until the end of the first watch. Okay? So what's that? So Micah Sava Rabbi Eliezer. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Because there is a machlokas that we're going to see later on today, whether there were three watches or four watches. Three watches means you divide the night up into 4 hours, 4 hours per watch. Four watches means you divide the night up into 3 hours per watch. I mean, again, we talk about hours, which we'll learn in this Masechta also, we're talking about Shal Zmanios. We're not talking about, and the perfect day, it's 12 hours. And most days, so that means the watches during the winter at night are much longer, and in the summer they're much shorter, because the night is shorter during the summer. So my Kasava Rabbi Eliezer, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold, Gabe, how many watches there are at night? Now, watches mean two things. We'll see in a moment also. Watches mean actual guard duty being done in the Beis HaMikdash, when the guards would shift. There's also mishmaros, which are done in Shemayim, which are done in heaven. So, my kasavar, Rabbi Eliezer, I kasavar, if he holds, which we'll see momentarily, like Rabbi Nassan, who says that shalosh mishmaros havi belayla, that there are three watches in the night, so that means we're dividing the night into 4 hours, and he says that Kriya Shema is until the end of the first watch, so lema, let him just say explicitly, ad arba shos, until 4 hours. That's much, much simpler term. The ika savar arba mishmaros havi halayla, and if he holds that there are four guards, there are four watches during the night, that means the night is divided into watches of three, so lema ad shalosh shos, let him just say until 3 hours. Why come with this difficult term of ad shmur rishona? So he says, La'olam kasavar, Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold shalosh mishmaros havi belayla. Like we said, that there are three mishmaros. V'hakamash malon. And why does Rabbi Eliezer betole the end of the zman by saying ashmura and not atzof arba shos? Because the Ika Mishmaros Barakia, they're Mishmaros of Malachim up in Shemayim. And connected that, there's Ika Mishmaros Ba'ara. There are also Mishmaros down here. So he's saying that, you know, since there are these different types of Mishmaros, so the Simanim that we're going to give momentarily that indicate when the Mishmar ends here also indicates when the Mishmar ends in Shemayim. D'tanya, we have the following Braisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Sholosh Mishmaros Havei Halayla. The night is split up into three Mishmaros. I'll call Mishmar Mishmar Yoshev Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Shoei Ka'ari. And at every Mishmar, at the beginning and a certain time during the Mishmar, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavayochel gets up and he roars like a lion. About what? About the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Right? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is a Nevuah of Yirmiyahu. It's in Yirmiyahu Perek of Aleph. Yirmiyahu is giving a Nevuah about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It says, Hashem Mimarom Yishag. Hashem from his place will roar. Um Kacho Yitain Kolo. And from his abode of holiness will send out his voice. Sha'og yishag al naveyu. He will roar about his place. So the word sha'og, roaring, is said three times in the pasuk. So saying three times in the pasuk, that means he's roaring for each of the three mishmaros. B'simla davar. And where is, when can you make, when's the demarcation line between one mishmar to the next mishmar? It will be some halakha l'maisa on today's daf. When is the simon between one mishmar to the next? Mishmar rishona chamor noer. Chamor noer. The mishmar, first mishmar, and we're going to figure out whether it's the beginning of the mishmar or the end of the mishmar. So the first mishmar, the donkey brays, I guess. Shnia, the second mishmar, klovim tzoakim. The dogs start to bark. Shlishis, the third mishmar, tinok yonek mishteimo. The baby gets up and needs to be fed. The isha misaperes in bala. And the woman, so you can throw it one of two ways. The woman's either now they're awake, the misaperes is a euphemism for having bia, or she's like, you know, get up, the baby's up. They start speaking to each other. The day is starting to begin because the baby woke up. Fine. So Gemara then says, so Micah Chashev, we just said these are simanim about the Mishmar. Are we talking about the beginning of the Mishmar or the end of the Mishmar? So Micah Chashev, Rabbi Meir, eat chilas Mishmaros Kachashev. If he's trying to give a simanim for the start of each Mishmar, then why do I need a simon for the start of the first Mishmar? You know when the first Mishmar starts? When it gets dark, right? It chilas mishmaros kachashiv, chilas mishmar rishona simon alamu. Why do I need a simon to tell me when that first mishnah begins? Ortahu, it's at night when the tzeitzel chavim comes out. That's the beginning of the first mishmar. The im sof mishmaros kachashiv, and if he's trying to giving us a simon for when the last mishmar, when the mishmaros end, then why do I need a simon for when the last mishmar ends? When does the last mishmar end?
Sunrise.
Right? Isof mishmaros kachashiv. Sof mishmar achron lamali yimamu, which when the day begins, which alos hashachar, which is a little earlier than sunrise. But still, that's when it's recognizable. The physical things now going outside, it's recognizable. So ela chashiv sof mishmar rishona. What he's describing to us is the end of the first mishmar, because that's still dark. You don't know. Vitchila mishmar achrona. He's describing the beginning of the third mishmar, which is at this time that the baby wakes up. And again, it's still dark. Tchila mishmar achrona. The emtsais to emtsaisa, and he's giving us the midway point of the middle of the middle mishmar, which is actually chatzos. Right, the middle of the middle is going to be chatzos. That's when the dogs apparently start to bark. Okay, the ibay seima, or you can say kulo sof mishmaros kachashiv. He's describing to us the end of each mishmar. So for the end of the first mishmar and the second mishmar, it makes sense because there's no physical natural simanim outside. It's just dark. But why? But the end of the third mishmar, it doesn't make sense because we said that's just when it starts to get light. So he says,
that's the rooster.
So the rooster, we'll get to that also. Kulo sof mishmaros kachashiv. V'chi teim achrona lo tzarech. And if you're going to say that the achrona, we don't need a sign for when the third mishmar is over, L'may nachmino, what do we need it for? L'mikre kriyashma. We need it for kriyashma, which means l'man degoni b'beis afel, so on who is sleeping in a house that's dark, right? Or the day is dark, it's a cloudy day, and he doesn't know when the v'lo yada z'man kriyashma, he doesn't know when the time for kriyashma begins, yoda z'man kriyashma emas, kevan di isha misaperes in baila. So that when the time when the woman starts speaking to her husband, you know, nudging him to wake up to get the baby, v'tinok yodek mishdeimo, and the baby starts to nurse from the mother, then he knows lekum velikri. Now it's time to get up and to say kriyashma. Tosos asks right away. Tosos laman third Tosos. He says im tomar halo Rabbi Lezer boy atche yakir ben treles lekarti. Rabbi Lezer gave us a zman, as to when Kriya Shema in the morning begins. It's a time you can tell the difference between blue and green, which is a later Zman than Alos. But here he's telling me that the Zman for Kriya Shema, the whole purpose of telling when the end of the Mishmar is that you'll know when to say Kriya Shema. But this is an earlier time than what he said late, what he says later on Daf Tes. So Tosos answers, V'yish Lomar, Mikol Makom, yeah, that the time is Mishayakir Ben Tcheles Lekarsi, when he knows the difference between blue and green. But here what's going on is, Kevon Sheyodah Matai Yale Amar Shachar, Kodem Sheyokum V'yizamin Atzmo Kvar Igiyo Oso Es. What's going on is now he's going to wake up, and then by the time he actually gets out of bed and gets ready and does what he needs to do in the morning, then the time of Misha Yakra will appear, and then he'll be able to say Kriya Shema. So this is the beginning of his preparation to be available to say Kriya Shema at the opportune time. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Mishmei Derav. So Rabbi Yitzchak says in the name of Rav, Shalosh Mishmoros Havei Halayla. The Laila is split up into three. Excuse me a second. The Laila is split up into three. And every Mishmar Kodesh Baruch Hu gets up and he roars like a lion. And what does he say? The Omer. He says, "Woe, O Libanim! Woe is to my children being Am Yisrael. Sheba Avonoseim Hechrafti Es Beisi. Because of their sins, I had to destroy my house, my Beis Hamikdash. V'Sarafti Es Heichali, and I burnt down the Heichal. V'Higlisi Levein Uma, V'Higlisim Levein Umas Olam, and I had to exile them amongst all the nations." So Kodesh Baruch Hu gets up. And he's upset that he had to do this. Right? Left me no choice. I had to do it.
So are we understand these mishmaros to be after the korban?
Well, what he's screaming about is after the korban.
No.
But I don't know. Maybe there was mishmaros beforehand, but he did something different.
No, the mishmaros are always there.
The mishmaros are there in the Beis Hamikdash, but before the Beis Hamikdash, maybe there was a mishmar in the Mishkan also. I don't know. This is a masifta. It's a different type of masifta. Okay. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Pam achas hayisi mahalich baderech. One time I was on the way, v'nichnasti l'chorva, and I went in, nichnasti l'chorva achas mechorva Yushalayim l'svalel. I went into one of the ruins of Yushalayim in order to daven. Right? I separated, I went off the road, and I went to one of these ruined houses in order to daven. But Elio is a cholato, so Elio and Novi came, v'shom Elio pesach, and Elio waited for me on the outside. It says, this Girsa, some says, Achis siyamti tfilasi, until I finish my davening. And after I finish my davening, Elio comes to me and says, Shom Alech Rebbe. Guy must have been, Rabbi Yossi is a good guy. Elio and Novi calls him Rebbe. So he says, Shom Alech Rebbe. V'amar tilo. And I returned back to him. I said, Shom Alech Rebbe Mori. Greetings to you, Rebbe, my master. So he says to me, my son, why did you enter into this room? Amr lo, he says, l'hispalel. I came in here to daven. Why did he come in here to daven? Because he didn't want people to bother him. So he went inside to daven. Interesting, he's not davening with a minion. Not sure what's going on. Maybe he's doing his bodhus, maybe whatever. He went inside to daven. Amr li, and he said to me, haya l'cha l'hispalel baderech. You should have davened on the road and not entered into this room. V'amarti lo, and I said back to him, Misyare hayisi shema yafsiku bi ovrei dachin. I was afraid that the passerbys on the road would bother me while I was davening. Therefore, I went into this room so I can daven. I can concentrate. Amar li, so the Navi says back, Hayo l'cha l'hispalel tefila kitzara. You are on the road. If you're concerned, you should have davened the short davening. The short davening, Rashi says, tefila kitzara is havinenu. The davening of havinenu, which is basically it's shortened, abridged Shmona Esrei. Tosos goes back and forth whether or not Tefillah Katsara actually means Havinenu. In the end, Tosos agrees, right at the end, Tosos says, the nearly compares to Kutchus, the Tefillah Katsara, the Hacha, Havinu, Havinenu. So he should have said the shorter davening. This way there wouldn't have been so much time for you to be distracted. So Rabbi Yossi says, but also Shah, Lamati Mimenu Shlosha Dvarim. So from this conversation with Elio and Navi, I learned three things. Number one, Lamati She'ein Nichnasin L'Chorba. I learned, number one, you're not supposed to go into a ruin, most probably because it's dangerous. We'll see why, but it could be dangerous, I would say, because the walls can fall down. Right? It's dangerous. Number two, I learned that if I can't daven anywhere else and I have no choice, I can daven on the road. I can pull over to the side of the road, go outside, and daven. And I learned also that someone who's davening on the road can daven the short davening, so he won't be bothered. Okay. The Amr Ali. And then the conversation continues. Right, Leon Navi says to Rav Yossi, Ma kol shamata b'chor b'zo? What voice did you hear while you were in this ruin? Va'amarti lo shamati baskol. I heard this baskol. Baskol, again, is a lower level type of voice from Hashem that's less than a nevuah. Shemina hamemes kiyona. I guess it's chirping like a dove. How does he say mina? How does he translate mina hamemes?
Cooing.
Okay. Shemina hamemes kiyona. Va'omeres, and says, Oy lebanim, woe is to my children, shabu v'nosem hechrafti as besi, and because of their sins I destroyed my house, v'sarafti as hecholi, and I had to burn my heichal, v'higlisim l'bein umas, and I had to disperse them amongst the nations. Now you know why the Gemara was brought here, the same thing as the Mishmaros. V'amra li, and Eliyahu then says to me, chayecha v'chayecha roshcha, which is just like some sort of lashon shua, like I swear to you, and I'm telling you, lo sha zo b'vado mereskach. It's not only now that this baskol says it, he says that the Lispaskal goes out three times a day. The Lozo Bilvad, and Leon Navi continues, and not only this, every time that the Jews enter the shuls, or they enter the, well, I translate the shuls, but the gathering places, Bate Kinasios, the place to gather, or the Bate Midrashos, or the place where they go to learn, the Onim, and they say, Yehei, the Pirsu should probably be Shemo here, because Shemay is Aramaic, and we're quoting this in Hebrew. Yehei Shemay HaGadol Mivarach. With his great name be blessed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Minanei Arosho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like bows his head, as if he's, you know, sad. The Omer, and he says, Ashrei HaMelech, praiseworthy is the king, Shemekalsim Oso Beveisokach, that they, this is how they praised him in his house. Where it's a great praise to the king, that this is how they, this praise is heard. Woe is to the father who had to disperse his children, and woe is to the children who had to be sent away from their father's table. And so now, it's an interesting Tosos here. So Gemara says here that how do they say Yehei? You say Yehei Shemei. We'll say Yehei Shemei Rabba Mevorach. So Tosos says Mikan. Blessed Tosos. Mikan yesh listor masha pirish b'machzor vitri. This Gemara is a raya against the machzor vitri. Right, the machzor vitri brings down a lot of the hanhagos of Rashi and base matters of Rashi. She says, because they said over here that yehei shmei rabba shezot tefilu she'anam espalim sheyamala shmo. Yehei shmei rabba, the machzor vitri breaks down yehei shmei rabba mevorach olam umaya into two different tefilas. One by one is yehei shmei rabba and mevorach olam umaya. So because he says, the pasuk says, ki yad al kes ya, right? So Yud Hey is short for Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's missing the last two letters. The Gemara says that Shelo Yeshmo Shalem, the Kiso Shalem, Acha Yimcha Zara Shel Amalek. He says Hashem's throne and Hashem's name won't be complete until Amalek is completely destroyed. So that's why Yehei Shmei Rabba, that we want his name to be great. We want his name to be expanded to be full. Upeirshu Kach. This is what he said. This is how Master Vitri explains. Yehei Shmei, right? Shem Hashem, Shem Shin Mem Yud Hey. Yishmei, which is short for Yudkei, Rabba, should be complete. Kolomer she'anam spalim she'yeshemo gadol v'shalem. We're davening for his name to be big and complete. And then umivorach le'olam, and it should be blessed forever. Have a tefila cheres, kolomer umivorach le'olam abad. It should be blessed for the next world. But he says v'zelo nira. It doesn't seem to be from our pasuk here, from our Gemara here. Midikama Rabba, because when coming here it says we say yishmei hagadol mivorach. So we're talking about, it's basically meaning, may his great name be blessed, which is different than what the Machzor Vitri explains, which is Yehei Shemei, Yehei Shemei Rabba, that his name, his shorter name, should be elongated. So Tosfos says, you see from here, that it's really one tefillah, which is Yehei Shemei Rabba Mivorach Yolam Amema. May his great name be blessed. Now Tosfos then asks on the bottom, he says, towards the bottom, he says, why do we say it in Aramaic? He says, "V'gam Masha Omrim Ha'Olam L'Kach Omrim Kaddish B'Loshen Aramis." He says, "The world says, the Welt says that we say Kaddish in Aramaic. L'fisha Tefila Na'eh. It's a beautiful Tefila. V'Shevach Gadol and big praise. Alkein Nistakim B'Loshen Targum. We say in Aramaic, Shelo Yavinu Hamalachim. So the angels won't understand it. V'Yu Mikanim Bando. They'll be jealous with us. We don't want the angels to be jealous that we're saying this beautiful Tefila. So we say in Aramaic." He says that's Eino Nira. That's not true, because we have plenty of tefillos that are beautiful tefillos that are said in non-Aramaic. So what is that? Why over here? So he says El Nira Kidamir Mesov Sota Eino Olam Eskayim El Asidah Kedushasa. The world is sustained because of kedusha. the Ihach Shmei Rabba and the Basar Agadita. And they used to say this Yehesh Shmei Rabba after they learned. After they learned Agadita. And when after they learned, most of the people at the time didn't know Hebrew. What they speak, they spoke the vernacular, which is Aramaic. So they wanted everyone to understand the Kaddish, so they said it in Aramaic. So Tosfos has 2 points. Number one, to argue the Masechta Victory. Number two, to explain why we say Yehesh Shmei Rabba in Aramaic as opposed to Hebrew. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Shlosha dvarim ein nechnasim l'chorba. There are three reasons why one should not enter into a ruin. Number one is mipnei hachshad, because there's a chshad. We're choshed. People shouldn't be choshed that he's walking into this room because maybe he's going to be with a zona. He's going there to be mizana. He doesn't want to knock into his house. He goes somewhere else. Number two, mipnei hamapolis, because of the danger. You're afraid the walls are going to fall down. Obviously, this is not a sturdy structure, so afraid the wall is going to fall down. Number three, mipnei hamazikin, because of the shadim. We're worried about the mazikin that live out in the fields, and they're going to, there's a chash that they're going to be mazikim. You're going to hold to do about the shadim. The Gemara clearly has concerns about the shadim. Rambam doesn't. Gemara does. So the Gemara has concerns about the mazikin. So the Gemara says, why do I need all three reasons? Wouldn't one reason suffice? The Gemara says, mipnei hachshad, why do you give me the reason of mipnei hachshad? The tape claim is Shum Mapolis. Just tell me, don't go in there because it's going to fall. What do I need this other reason? So the Gemara says, no, Bechadati. We're talking about a new rune. I guess a new rune, Rashi says, Shenafla Mechadash. Shachome Shalah Nafla Vodena Vecheskasa. Apparently, it's just relatively new, so one wall might just fall down. Maybe there's shoddy construction on one wall, and the other walls are still standing and they're sturdy, so we're not concerned that it's going to fall. So you have to have another concern of why not go in there. So he said, because of the shad. So the Gemara says, okay, so why do you need the word shad? We're talking about a new sturdy wall, but typically mishum mazikin. So just say the reason is because of the mazikin, because of the shadim. The Gemara says betray, because we're talking that two people walked in, and mazikin, the Gemara Avri Pesachim tells us that the mazikin, the shadim, don't attack pairs. Only odd numbers they attack, they don't attack pairs. So you went in with two. So the Gemara says, betray, if it was with two people, so chashad nami lekha, then there's no chashad. There's no iser of yichud if there's two men, right? Rashi says shad nami leka ditnan. Mishnah says in kedushin avali isha miyaseachedes im shnei anashim. A woman can have yichud with two men, but the men are going to be embarrassed, not do anything with when the other one's there. So the Gemara says, you know what? Betray b'pritzi. We're talking about two. There are two people there, so that gets rid of the problem of the mazikin. We're talking about a newish wall, so it's not going to fall down, but they preach him. These guys are pirates. These guys are loose men. And therefore, Rashi says, Darmin and Hassam lo shonu el b'ksherim. The fact that there's no yichud with two men, only if there's two men are kosher. If there are two pritzim, then you still can have yichud, so that's why they can't go in. I'm not sure if we're going to do two pritzim, and we tell them not to walk into a ruin, that they're going to listen, because they're, whatever, that's who they are. What?
People are from in different ways.
Okay, I hear you. Okay. So then the Gemara then says, okay, so why did you gave the reason of Bnei Hamapolis, because it's going to fall. Why don't you need that reason? But typically, Mishum Chashad Mazikin. Tell me it's because of the Chashad of the Mazikin. He says, no, betray Kshiri. It could be that there are two people, so there's no problem with Mazikin, and they're Kosher, so there's no problem with Chashad, and the only reason would be because of the Mapolis. That might be because it's not a strong wall, so that you don't go in there because you're concerned that it's going to fall. So then the Gemara says, okay, Mipnei HaMazikin, because of the Mazikin, why give me that reason? Typically, Mipnei Chashad Mapolis. The reason they shouldn't go in is because of chad, or that's going to fall. So he says, no, it's because of chobre chadati. It's because it's a new rune, so I don't have a problem of it falling. U betray, and it's two people, and they're kosher. So therefore, I have no problem of the chad. I might say, well, he betray, I wouldn't have mazikin nami leka. If it's two people, I don't have a problem with the mazikin either. So what do I need the reason for the mazikin at all? And Gemara says, bimkomon chayshinan. Nah. Because in their place, Tosos Rashi says the last top line of the four top lines, "Bimkomen chayshinan, bimakom shehem itzuyim tadir chayshinan afilu betray." In the place where the mazikin, that's their home base, then they're more brazen and they'll attack even two. So if there are two people, it's still not going to be an issue. Okay, so that's why you need all four. V'ibay seima, or you can give another reason as to why you need the reason of the mazikin. La'olam b'chad. We're talking about one person. Ubechor b'chadati, and it's a new rune, so I don't have a chashash from Apoles. Dekai b'devara. And we're talking about, we're in a field, all the way outside the field. So we're all the way outside the field. The hasa mishum chshad leka. There's no chshad there either. Either the ha'isha b'davar lo shchicha, because the women, they don't go that far. They don't go out that far in the field. So we're talking about one person. So it's one person. You have the reason of the shadim. Again, you don't have the reason of the chshad because the women don't go there. You don't have the reason of the falling because it's a new rune. But it's one person. You have the reason of the masikin. Okay. Tana rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Right. This happens to be a tosefta in the first parak of brachos. Arba mishmaros havi b'layla. There are four mishmaros in the layla. The night is split up into four parts, four of three hours. That's divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says. Rebbe Nassan Omer. Rebbe Nassan says shalosh. It's three. It's interesting. Who's Rebbe Nassan? Rebbe Nassan. We know Maseches Avos. You have Avos Rebbe Nassan. Rebbe Nassan was actually a generation before Rebbe. He is actually one of his talmidim. Rebbe Nassan is one of the people that's mentioned that he tried to change the way they chose the nasi. In the Sanhedrin, him and Rabbi Meir, and it didn't work out, and that's why his punishment was, is that his shitos are not attributed by name in Mishnayos. Typically, his shitos are anonymous. Right? Rabbi Meir became Achirim, and Rabbi Nassim became anonymous.
Is number five, Rabbi Kiva's
time? Yes, that's correct. So my time with Rabbi Nassim. So what's the svara, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Nassim, who says that the night is split into three, right? And we said that our Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's split into three. Why is that? Because this is a pasuk says by in Shoftim by Gidon. Very good. Gidon is going out to fight Midian. It says Vayavo Gidon. Gidon goes. Umei isha sheri tovet se machane. Gidon split up his army in a small army. It's like guerrilla warfare. He split up his army into three groups of 100. So he said it says Vayavo Gidon umei isha sheri tovet se machane. The 100 people with Gidon came to the outskirts of the camp. Rosh haashmores hatichona. In the beginning of the middle Ashmoris. Utana, right? Utana, and learning a bright Tosefta, ain't Tichona, Ela Sheyesh Lufanei Lacharea. That's why I know that Tichona means middle, because Tichona doesn't mean, what Tichona means, it has something before and something after. So if he's going in the middle one, then the middle has to be odd, so there's one before, one after, and that in the middle, three Mishmoros. Rebbe, so what does Rebbe say? Rebbe, my Tichona, what does Tichona mean? It can mean achas from the tichonos. Shem tichonos means one of the middle ones. Doesn't say it to mean the middle one. It's one of the middle ones. It means it's one of the two in the middle. There's one in the beginning, one in the end, and two in the middle. Rabbi Nassan doesn't agree with Rabbi's explanation. Miksiv tichonos shem tichonos. It doesn't say in the middle of one of the middle ones. Tichonosim. It says the middle ones. Therefore, he says that it's three mishmaros. So my time with the Rebbe. Where does Rebbe get his sheet that it means four? So Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami. Ravami said, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kasuv Echad Omer, one pasuk says by David HaMelech, he says, Chatzos Laila Akum Lahodos Lacham Shpates Dechad. The David HaMelech will get up at Chatzos to say to Hillim, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That says he gets up at Chatzos. The Kasuv Echad Omer, and then it says a little bit later, right? Chatzos Laila is in Tehillim Kuf Yotes Pasuk Samach Beis. The next pasuk we're going to quote is Kuf Yotes Pasuk Kuf Mem Ches. It's like, I think it's a very, very long Kapitel Tehillim. Kasuv Echad Omer, it says, Kidmu Enai Ashmoros. I woke up two Ashmoros before the kings woke up. Hi Ketzad, how can that be? Arba Mishmoros Havei Alayla. Kidmu Enai Ashmoros. I woke up when there were two Ashmoros left. Well, if he's waking up at Chatzos and there are two Ashmoros left, well, how does that work out? It only works out if you say that there was one before, then it's Chatzos, and the two afterwards, if you do the math. Right? Ha Ketzad, Arba Mishmoros Havei. That when he wakes up at Chatzos, there are two Mishmoros left. Well, according to Rabbi Nassan, Chatzos is in the middle of the second Ashmoros. There's only one full Ashmora left. So if you could say that there's two Ashmoros left, must mean that you hold that the Ashmoros are broken up into 3 hours. So from Chatzos to six, there are two full Ashmoros left. Rabbi Nassan, so what did Rabbi Nassan say? How does he answer that? Rabbi Nassan says, Savalak Rabbi Yeshua. No, he say that this Brisa that says that explains that David HaMelech got up when there were two Ashmoros left, goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Ditznan, we're going to see on Daf Testament base, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ad Shalosh Shos, Shekein Derech Malachim La'amo B'Shalosh Shos. Rabbi Yeshua says the Zman of Kriya Shema in the morning is to the third hour of the day, because the Pasuk says, Uvukumecha, and the king, when do people get up? We get up insanely early, but the kings wake up to the third hour of the day. Shekein Derech Malachim La'amo B'Shalosh Shos. So now, how does it work? So what's saying now is that when David HaMelech got up, there were two Ashmoros, meaning he's getting up the time period of two Ashmoros before the kings. because the kings are getting it up at 9. So he says, Shish Delela. He says there's 6 hours of the night that David HaMelech is up from 12 to 6. Vitarti Diyama. And another 2 hours in the day until the beginning of the third hour, which is 8 hours. You divide 8 by 2, it's 4. That's the two Hashmoros. Not necessarily the two Hashmoros of the night, but the time period of two Hashmoros, David HaMelech is getting up before to say Tikkun Chatzos. Right? Bahavalei Shtei Mishmaros. That becomes two Mishmaros. Or you can answer, Rav Ashi Amar, Rashi says, Mishmar Palga, not Mishmaros Karlei. David HaMelech is getting up at 12. At 12, how many Mishmaros are left till 6? 1.5. One and a half, right? 2 hours of the second Mishmar, 4 hours of the third Mishmar. So that's still plural. But when it says Mishmaros, doesn't necessarily mean full Mishmaros. It means there is time within two Mishmaros when David HaMelech gets up.
So that's the conclusion? It's three?
No, it's Machlokas. It's just Machlokas. Right.
Do you have a general rule, though, that if a number isn't stated, then something that's in the plural is two?
Generally.
So this would be an exception, but...
Why? Everyone's saying it's two.
Sorry?
It's two no matter how you slice it.
No, 1.5 isn't two.
But still plural of the Mishmaros.
It's plural, okay. That's why I'm saying.
Yep. So you could go by the first answer. It's two Mishmaros of time. Okay. All right. But Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Shu Ben Levi. Now, this is a typical brachas fashion also, with the Gemara is going to, since we quoted Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Shu Ben Levi, we're now going to start quoting other things. That other members of the, even though they're like completely unrelated to what we discussed, the only relationship being that it's the same source. So Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shu Ben Levi, Ein Omrin Bifnei HaMeis, Elo Dvarim Shel Meis. We don't speak in front of the dead person. Oh, the only thing we speak are things that are nogeya to the mace and how to get them buried. Right? Rashi says, we'll get to in a moment. Ein Omrin Bifnei HaMeis, Elo Dvarim Shel Meis. So Amar Rabbi Ami Bar Kahana. Lo Amara, what does that mean? Ela b'divrei Torah. We don't speak divrei Torah in front of the mace. Rashi has El Divar Halacha. He says, Asur l'saper b'fana. We can't speak Torah or Halacha before the mace. She'akol chayavim l'saper b'hem, because everyone has a chiyuv to learn Torah. V'ha mace, the domain, the mace is silent. He's silent. V'ha bilei loig l'rosh charech haseyo. It's making fun of the mace. Same reason why the problem, that's where it sits us out in the cemetery. It's loig l'rosh. You can't speak divrei Torah. You're making fun of the mace that we're learning Torah and that he is not. Below Amar Abba divrei Torah, Abba b'milei da'alma, Rashi says, she'ein g'nai l'macharish behen lesplendor. Just some things about discussing the world, right? Abba b'milei da'alma, lesplendor. Then we have no pshash, and you can say that in front of the mace. V'ika da'amri, and some say that, no, you can't say anything. Even words of Torah you can't say. Even Mila Alma you can't say anything. Right? You only can say, I guess, things that are no geya to the Hespade. Tosos says, Ainom in front of the second Tosos, Psak of Alphys, the Psak of the Rift, Mishum Ravhai, the name of Ravhai Gon, Dafka Divrei Torah. Specifically Divrei Torah you can't say in front of the mace. Al Dvarim Ba'alme, Les Lanba. That's Dvarim Ba'alme, there's no problem. And he says, "V'dafka ba'arav amoshlo," only within Dalet Amos of the mace. Okay, we continue.
Within now, you mean within Dalet Amos?
You cannot.
Right.
Correct. Right. Outside of Dalet Amos, you can't say divrei Torah.
Right.
Okay. Fine. So, like Gemara said, we Gemara quoted the pasuk that said that David Melech got up at Chatzos. So, Gemara says, "Did David Melech really get up at Chatzos? That's when he got up." What about, you know, he says, Mi'ortakai. He was already up from the beginning of the night. I mean, he's up all night. Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, also in Kapitel Kufyutes, Kidamti b'neshef va'ashaveya. Right? I got up b'neshef. He says, Neshef is going to be from when it gets dark. We might die Neshef ortahu. How do we know that Nefesh is evening, right? At orta, or means, or even though means light, or means evening, the beginning of Masechta Pesachim. Or la basar, we prove that or means the beginning of the night. We might die neshef or tohu. The pasuk says b'neshef be'erev yom be'ishun laila v'afela. That from it says b'neshef be'erev yom and neshef at the beginning of the end of the day be'erev yom be'ishun laila v'afela. Then goes into night when it's dark. You see, neshef is the evening. So already says that David Melech got up at the evening. So what are you telling me? He got up, what pasuk says in the evening? What pasuk says he got up at the chatzos? So Amar of Oshia, Amar of Acha. Hachi ka'amar, this is what it means. What David means says, "May olam lo avar alai chatzos leila b'sheina." I was always up by chatzos. Sometimes I was up earlier, sometimes I got up later. But by chatzos, I was always up. It was never a time I passed by chatzos for not being up. Rabbi Zeira, that's Rabbi Yoshia, that's Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Zeira Amar, he says, "No, ad chatzos alai lo until chatzos Haya misnamnein kasus. He would doze off like a horse, which I guess doesn't really fall asleep. Mikan the Aleph, but when it came to Chatzos, then he was up. Haya misgabri ka'ari. He was up like a lion, ready to go. Rav Ashi Amar says as follows, Ad Chatzos halayla, from the evening until Chatzos, Haya osef kedivrei Torah. David Melech was learning. Mikan the Aleph, Rav Chatzos, and onward, then b'shiros b'tishpachos. Then he switched over and started saying praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, I called Dibrei Shiros Patish Plus David Ben Yishai, right? That's what we're talking about. So the Gemara says, wait a second, we just said, asked the whole question, because we define Neshef as being the evening. The Neshef Ortahu, does Neshef really mean the evening? V'ha Nefesh Safrahu. Nefesh means the morning. Safra means is the morning. Diksiv, how do we know that Nefesh means the morning? Because it brings a Pasuk, this is when David is fighting the Amalekim. They burnt a city, I forgot the name of the city, and David fights them. Vayakim David mehaneshef v'ad ha'erev l'machrasam. David fought them from the neshef to the erev, which means from morning to evening. So neshef means morning. So going, my love means safra v'ad laila. Doesn't neshef mean from morning till night? Right? It says be neshef ad ha'erev. Right? It says, no, but orta v'orta. Neshef means the evening, and it means from evening to evening he fought them. So Gemara says, if we talk from evening to evening, why are you changing the words in the pasuk? I hachi lichtov mi neshef ad neshef or mi erev ad erev. If neshef and erev mean the same thing, why use it? They're not interchangeable necessarily. Use the same word. Must mean that neshef means from the morning. So Gemara says, el amarava. Would say the Gemara's answer: neshef means both. Just depends on the context, right? El amarava trei nishvei hayu. Right, the two times are called neshef. Neshef basically would probably mean from when part of the day switches over to the other part of the day, like in the early morning or the early evening. That's what neshef means. But depends on which part of the day you're referring to. He says trei neshef hayu neshef laila the ase yoma. Sometimes you have neshef at light at night and then it turns into the morning. And sometimes neshef yomama v'ase laila. Sometimes neshef during the day, which is switching over into the night. Neshef just means the changeover period. And depending on the context, you're either changing over it's evening or it's morning. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "V'David mi have a yada palga delayla emas." Did David Hamelech know exactly when Chatzos was? Hashda. Now we know. I guess we know that Moshe Rabbeinu lo have a yada. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know Diksiv because the pasuk says, "Marmakas b'choros kol mar Hashem kachatzos halayla ani yotzei patok bnei Yisrael." At about Chatzos, I'm going to go. Moshe says, "I'm going to go out to hit ani yotzei patok Mitzrayim." Sorry, to go out to hit Mitzrayim. My kachatzos, what does it mean about chatzos? The kaf, right? He doesn't say bachatzos, which is bidyuk. Ilem the amalekutshu brichu kachatzos. If you can tell me that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, I'm going to hit them kachatzos, that can't be. Mika sveka kami shmaya. There's no suffix klapi shmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows when chatzos is. And we all know what chatzos is now. Also, we just go on to ma'izmanim, and we know what chatzos is. But he didn't have ma'izmanim, so he says miika sveka kami shmaya. He goes ella the amrale. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe bachatzos. He says exactly chatzos. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know what Chatzos was, so he says, Kachatzos, he says, Kachatzos, Alma Misfakile. So Moshe Rabbeinu on the suffix when the exact time of Chatzos was. With David Haba Yoda, and David knew, if Moshe didn't know, David knew, I don't know what the Bekash is. Yeah. Well, that's a different, we know the Medrash, Kachatzos, because he didn't want people to say, oh, the Mitzrayim. So you said Chatzos, and it was a second before, a second after, famous Pirkos Peretz, Sipor on that, okay. So he says, but I don't understand the kasha to begin with. So Moshe didn't know and David knew. So, thousands of years later, and maybe the technology changed. We know. What's the difference? So he says, and I think that's the answer. It says, David, simon ha-habile. David had some technology, and he was able to make a simon. The Amr of Achabar Bizna, Amr of Shimon Chassida, Kinor haya talu l'mayla mitasso shel David. Kinor, I think, is a liar. How does he translate Kinor? He says harp? I don't think so. I think it's a liar, L-Y-R-E, but whatever. Okay, so he has a kinor, whatever it is. He has this musical instrument, right? Kinor hayetalu l'malam tassel shel David, and it had these holes in them, and the holes were facing north. The kevan shegiyah chatzos halayla, and when chatzos comes, bar ruach tzifonis v'noshevas bo. The wind apparently shifts immediately at chatzos, and the north wind blows, and minagin e'elav, and it causes the harp or the lyre or the kinor to start playing by itself. Miyad haya omed ba'osik v'torah achitala v'noshachar, and then he would get up. And he would learn be in Osek and Torah, which is a problem, because we just said that David was dealing with Shiros Petishbachos when he got up at night. He was learning Torah beforehand. Okay. So David HaMelech, he had an app. He had the kinor, which was able to tell him when exactly Chatzos was, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have it. Just talking about what Yossi said, the other drash says, why does Moshe Rabbeinu say Kachatzos? Because he didn't want the Mitzriim to say, oh, you said Chatzos, but my son was killed at 1201. Really? Now they're not going to leave Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem's going to come out and kill everybody, and you're making a distinction between a minute or a second. So in the Birchas Peretz, the stipler points out, he says, yeah, because when you don't want to believe something, you will take any excuse out there and try to make an excuse. So even an excuse of 1 second would be, your son is dead. Every single firstborn in your house is lying there dead, but you still don't believe. Why? Because you don't want to. And you're refusing to accept, you'll come up with any excuse. Okay. Now, Rav Shimon Chasida continues, right? He said, now we had this north wind come. The north wind comes as Chatzos, and David HaMelech, here it says Osek B'Torah, we had before, he said Shius B'Tishpachos, until Amar HaShachar. Now, came and Sha'ala Amar HaShachar, when the morning comes, Nichnasu Chachma Yisrael Etzlo. So now all of David's advisors come into him, because remember, David's also king. He has to run a country. But Amrulo, and they say to him, Adonenu HaMelech, our king, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa. People are hungry. People need Parnasa. Amar Lahem, so David HaMelech says to them, Lichu, sorry, nothing changes, right? Lichu, v'his parnasu, zemizeh. The wealthy people should help the poor people. They point out, which means give them jobs. Help them and help them have a parnasa. Amar Lo, so they said, the Chacham said back to David, as a marshal, Ein hakomitz masbiya es ha'ari. A small little amount of flour does not feed the lion. I mean, there's not enough food. And they also said, Ein habor mismalei michul yaso. Someone who takes out dirt or earth from a pit and tries to put it back in, it doesn't fill the pit. It's always less because something gets lost. It's just not enough. I mean, this must have happened one time at a certain time in history. So Amar Lahem, David says to them, "Lichu upishtu yadechem bigidud." Go out to battle and capture more land. We need more land. So they point out that this must be talking about a place when Bnei Yisrael were under attack and land was being taken from them. The David HaMelech says, okay, we don't have enough land, we're under attack, we have to go get our land back, let's go back and fight to capture more land. Miyad, immediately, Yoatzim ba'Achitofel, they would take advice from Achitofel. Achitofel was one of David HaMelech's main advisors until he rebelled against him and went to Team Avshalom, right? Yoatzim ba'Achitofel, v'nimlochim in Sanhedrin, and they take permission from the Sanhedrin. I guess they had to confer with Congress before they attacked. And they went to the Sanhedrin, right? The Melchim Sanhedrin, v'sho'alim u'urim v'tumim. And then they would ask the u'urim v'tumim, and whether they would be matzliach with the battle. So Amar Rav Yosef Maikra. Rav Yosef says, from what pasuk do we know that this was the order that went about when they would try to execute David HaMelech's orders? That first they would go to Achitofel, then the Sanhedrin, and then they go to the u'urim v'tumim. So he says, because the pasuk says, there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It says, v'acharei Achitofel, after Achitofel, which means Achitofel went first, Binayo ben Yehoyada, which is wrong in the pasuk, because I think the pasuk says Yehoyada ben Binayo. One second. I'm not sure. The article says what? Yeah, it says it here also, but I just want to look at the pasuk itself. Doesn't matter. It's Yehoyada ben Binayo. Quotes here in the Torah or okay. And then Evyatar, who's the Kohen, the Sar Tzival, Melech Yoav. And then they went to the general to Yoav. So Achitofel, who's Achitofel? Ze Yoitz. He's the one who's the advisor, right? The Kenu Omer, and it also says, how do you know Achitofel is the advisor? It says, Va'atzas Achitofel. Sorry, this pasuk is discussing when Achitofel already switched teams to Team Avshalom. It says, Va'atzas Achitofel, Asher Ya'atz Ba'yimimahim, Kaisher Yishal with Va'arolohim. So Achitofel is the one who gave advice. And then Binayo Ben Yoyada is the Sanhedrin, because he was the Abbezdin. Evyatar is the Kohen, so he's the Ur Betumim. How do I know that? We know that Evyatar is the Kohen, that's simple. Evyatar is the Kohen. There were very few Kohanim left. Shaul killed them all in the city in Nov. Very few Kohanim left. Evyatar was the Kohen. And then it says, Hadamino Binayo Ben Yoyada represents Sanhedrin. Keno Omer U Binayo Ben Yoyada Ala Kresi Vala Plesi. Binayo Ben Yoyada is on the Kresi of the Plesi. Tosis points out, unlike Rashi, Tosis points out the Kresi of Plesi means talking about the Sanhedrin. And then, Velamash Nikra Shemam Kresi of Plesi. Why they call it Kresi Uplesi, right? Because Kresi Shekorsim Divrayim, because they cut their words, they're very careful with their words, they say sharp words, and Plesi Shemuflaim Divrayim, but their words are wondrous. That's the Kresi Uplesi, and then I guess only people understand them, or people who have Bina, they can understand what the words mean. Tosos, Rashi, I think, learns out that the Kerei Suplesi is actually talking about the Urim and Tumim. That it's talking about the Urim and Tumim, and it says goes to Benayo, Ben Yoyada, then goes to the Kerei Suplesi. So Benayo, Ben Yoyada is in the Sanhedrin, who then asked the Kerei Suplesi. The Achar Kach, and then it says, and then it asks, and the Pasuk says, V'Achar Kach, Sar Tzaval and Melech Yoav. Then you went and you had the execution done by the general. So that's what the order was with David HaMelech, that at first they went to, they took advice from Achitofel, then they went to the, they went to Achitofel, then they went to the Sanhedrin, then they went to the Urim Tumim with the Kohen, and then they went to Yoav, the general, to execute the plan. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have an excellent day.
Tomorrow, that's at 6 a.m.